The strikes were conducted under a good faith belief that the strikes were targeting Daesh. The investigation also found that coalition forces ceased the strikes immediately upon hearing through a US-Russia safety deconfliction hotline that regime forces were being struck.
The US CENTCOM investigator did say that the strikes would have lasted longer and would have killed more people had there been no hotline contact between Russia and the US on Syria. That hotline was established as part of efforts to prevent an accidental clash between Russian and American forces. Here's what I found striking in the CENTCOM investigator's report. There was an officially designated point of contact for the hotline. When Russia called to say that the coalition was hitting the wrong people, that hotline point of contact on the US side was unavailable for 27 minutes. This is, mind you, a hotline between two major military powers established to avoid accidents. You would think every second would count. What the CENTCOM investigation also revealed was that the U.S. military called Russia in advance to notify of airstrikes in the area, but gave the wrong location. 9 kilometers south of Deir ez-Zor, the CENTCOM investigator said. According to the CENTCOM, this was the first time the U.S. had notified Russia of its airstrikes in Syria in advance. But as we now find out, the wrong location was given in that notification. Many errors were apparently made that night on September 17th and throughout the days leading up to the strikes. The CENTCOM investigator said he found there was no intent to target Syrian forces. He said it was an unintentional, regrettable error. He said the U.S. military believed they were targeting ISIL. From the way the investigator presented this, prosecution seems very unlikely.